The State Aid Subcommittee's recommendations, which are expected to be approved by the full Board of Regents later Tuesday, would phase in over 3 years an annual increase of 7% a year on school funding for a total of $2.1 billion more annually by the 2019-2020 school year. Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia.
We think that this is a very thoughtful way to look at the great needs in New York State for support for students.
The Regents also recommend that $300 million more should be spent on improving and expanding pre-kindergarten programs, helping students who are learning English, and providing more support for those seeking a non-college career. $30 million would also go to professional development for teachers and principals. The Regents did not specifically mention a decade-old order from the state's highest court. That said, billions more dollars need to be spent each year on schools in New York City in order to fulfill the state's constitutional requirement that each child receive a sound basic education. New York's political leaders were on track to extend that court order to apply to all schools in the state and to fulfill the monetary obligation, but it was derailed after the 2008 recession and resulting state budget crisis. Once again, there are signs that the state's finances might be tightening. Tax collections are coming in over $1 billion under original estimates. If President-elect Trump follows through on his promise to repeal the Affordable Care Act, New York could have an additional $2.7 billion hole in its budget. Regent Jim Talent, who co-chaired the subcommittee meeting, says the Regents realize all that.
We're not unmindful of the fact that the state is going to be in one of those cycles that's going to place a lot of constraint on revenues and things like that. We also know that there has to be an ambitious program to deal with some of the problems that we have in our school districts.
Talon, a former Assembly Majority Leader, says the Regents feel strongly, though, that the foundation aid needs to get back on track, and it's worth having that discussion with the governor and the legislature. Governor Cuomo has not always been an advocate of more spending on schools, saying repeatedly over the past 6 years that more money is not the answer. But a spokesman for the governor's budget office, Morris Peters, points out that Cuomo has presided over state budgets in recent years that have seen record increases in spending on schools.
Let's talk about context a little bit. While total state spending has been held to 2% annual growth, and most state agency budgets have remained flat, school aid has actually increased by about 27% over the last 5 years. That proves that it's already pretty much a funding priority.
Peters says New York's public schools now spend more per pupil than any other state and are 87% above the national average at around $24 billion a year on schools. Groups that advocate for school funding say the Regents proposal does not go far enough. The Alliance for Quality Education, which receives some funding from teachers and their union, says schools should not have to wait 3 years to receive the full $2 billion increase. They need to start getting it now in order to improve education at the poorest schools. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.